Alright, here we go. Here's the big episode. Here's the New Japan G132 review. Now, we're not reviewing every single match in the G1 here, but we're reviewing all my favorites. So, I got a list here of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 matches here that I picked out from the G1. These are my personal favorites. They're not the greatest matches on the G1. Some of them are, some of them might not be. But let's get into it. This was a very... There were four blocks in this year's G1. And I enjoyed it. I definitely thought they added a lot more names. I wish there were more AEW names in there. Like, you know, the obviously Bryan Danielson would have been awesome. You know, Moxley in the G1 would have been awesome again. I thought Moxley killed it in his first G1. I thought he did fucking awesome, honestly. He would have been pretty dope to have in there again. But yeah, some good old AEW names. The only AEW name we got was Archer. Lance Archer was in there, and he had a really good showing. Jonah from Impact was in there, and he had an amazing... I thought Jonah fucking killed it this year, bro. Like, this was his first G1, and he did fucking great, and he got a big win, I'll tell you that. But the MVP of the G1 goes to two people. It goes to Will Ospreay, of course, because it's fucking Will Ospreay. And it goes to freaking David Finlay. David Finlay had some of the best performances in this year's G1 that I've ever seen. The guy killed it. Juice would probably be number three in there, followed by Shingo. And then Naito. I thought Naito had a little decent showing in the beginning, but I thought he really turned it up in his match with Ospreay, bro. Holy shit, that was some good stuff. But we got a lot to talk about here. Let's get right into it. Will Ospreay versus El Fantasma was the first match that caught me off guard. This was heel on heel, and this was awesome. The first move in this match was a Sasuke special by Will Ospreay. We got a nasty running Yakuza kick by Ospreay. ELP with a moonsault to the outside. Handspring kick by Ospreay. Hits a UFO backbreaker, Ospreay does. ELP giving him his best strikes, but Ospreay is tanking them all with a smile. Reverse Spanish fly from the middle rope by El Fantasma. Chelsea's grin, and then again to the back of the head by Ospreay. Suplex into a powerbomb by Ospreay. That was really fucking cool. Top rope hurricanrana, and then Thunder Kiss 86 misses by ELP. Robinson's special kick that he barely uses that move. It's really cool. And then Ospreay hits. Then Ospreay gets hit by sudden death. ELP for a near fall. Hook kick by Ospreay. Hidden blade. Jesus Christ. Ate him with a hidden blade and done. This was a very fun match here. We got Jay White versus Sonata. Jay is still trying to get the crowd to cheer, being a 100% asshole here. Jay with a flatliner on the guardrail. Paradise lock by Sonata. Hits a drop kick. Jay White hits a, you know, complete shot. Deadlift German combo into a side-switching Uranagi for a near fall. Skull in. Sonata ends up spinning him around while he still has Skull in. Locked in. Gato distracts Sonata. Sonata hits a TKO. And then a side dominator for a near fall. That was a new move, him. Jay is going for Sonata's weak eye, hits the blade runner for the win. I thought this was a good showing for Sonata, and it was good stuff here. That's why I say the first match I thought was an amazing showing for El Fantasma. He has one of my favorite matches later on. We get Yano and Jonah here. I thought this was a fun little match. Just I wanted to see how Jonah would deal with Yano. Yano is trying to give him a t-shirt. Jonah does not want it. Jonah is trying not to fall for any of his bullshit. Yano gets murdered with a clothesline. Legit, he's getting murdered the whole match. Yano finally hits a move, hits a low blow, and Yano wins. He counts him out, and Jonah is the first man to get Yano'd. Yano is the king of the G1. We get a good match here, and I swear, I am like 100% sure these two men hate each other, bro. We get Kenta versus Zack Sabre Jr. It is a fucking crime that Zack Sabre Jr. has not held a fucking singles title yet. Get on that New Japan. He should have beat Okada in that last match. I swear these two hate each other. We got big strikes and a lot of trash talk to start off. They have a Yakuza kick off here. They fucking have a spine kicking contest over here. Kenta hits a DDT on the floor to Zack to get control. Zack with a heel hook. And then locks in a heel hook using the metal guardrail. I thought that was very creative. We got a double leg heel hook by Zack trying to get the tap out. Zack wants Kenta to kick him as hard as he can. Again, he challenges him. Then Zack with a double neck crank over there. Zack hits his gets hit with the exposed turnbuckle. Kenta with a nasty draping DDT spikes his ass. Jumping Yakuza kick and then a low drop kick and then a low double foot stomp from the top for a near fall by Kenta. Zack smacks Kenta and that was a bad idea, bro. Why would you ever challenge Kenta to a big dick off? Fucking Kenta slaps Zack's soul out of his body 6 times. Like, I mean, like, legit, I saw Zack's eye glaze over. Zack slides into one of Kenta's knees. And I thought he was KO'd for sure. Then Kenta hits the Bukkake knee into another Bukkake knee. Kenta had it won, and then he stopped his own pin. I was like, this fucking dumbass. Then Kenta starts beating the shit out of Zack again. Beats him. He starts slapping him on the floor while he's trying to, like, get up. Zack grabs both of Kenta's legs and his arm and ends up tapping out Kenta in the end. And Zack barely escapes with his life. This was a fucking war. Definitely go watch this match. We get a very surprising match here, man. This is a match I was looking forward to. It's Juice Robinson, the new Bullet Club member. Rock hard, Juice Robinson. I'm a big fan of the new image. Love the new theme. I love everything that Juice is doing right now. Versus Shingo Takagi, one of the absolute greatest wrestlers I've ever seen in my life. And I'm talking about all time. Like, to me, if you want to learn how to be a good professional wrestler, I would tell everybody to go watch Shingo Takagi. Like, there's something about this dude. Everything he does it with purpose. And everything he does comes out, like, it's just perfect. Like, it's just weird to say. It just sounds weird, but, like, this man is amazing. Like, I don't know. It's just something about this guy. He's, like, one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen in my life. Juice attacks Shingo in his entrance. Juice is whooping his ass with chops. We get a big senton by Juice. Snap DDT by Shingo. He fights back. Nasty suplex neckbreaker by Shingo. Basically twist a shout. Juice hits a big shotgun dropkick into a cannonball. Hits a headbutt off the top rope and then gets back on the floor. Hits a juice box for a near fall. Shingo goes for the gory bomb. Hits that. Juice ends up taking out Red Shoes. Shingo hits a draping GTR into the pomping bomber for a near fall. Juice ends up fighting back. Hits the left hand of God into the pulp friction, but Shingo kicks out. And I lost my shit because I don't see people kicking out of the Paul Perchin. But then I remember he has the rock slide, the new finish. Another left hand of God and hits Shingo with a big clothesline. Another left hand of God. Another left hand of God. Hits Pulp Friction again and Juice actually gets the fucking win over Shingo. And I was very surprised. This was a good match. I really like the new attitude of Juice Robinson. Anytime I see Tanahashi and Okada or Tanahashi and Naito, you know, you see those legacy guys go at it, you get some good shit. These guys respect but hate each other so much. I still remember their legendary feud for the IC title where, Tanahashi bought a new IC title because Naito was destroying the IC title. So he kept throwing the titles in the air. Oh, it was great. Oh, such good times. Tana's getting the best out of him. He hits the Naito pose. Naito's kicking the shit out of Tanahashi, but he fights back with a big slap. Tana finally gets some dragon screws in because, you know, Naito's got the weak knees. Tana stomps out Naito's knees. He ends up stomping him on the top rope, too. Hits more dragon screws. Naito hits those nice side big back elbows. Nasty German by Tanahashi. And then a big Booker T spine buster by Naito. Old Booker T style. We get a twisted shout. Another twisted shout. One more twisted shout. And then he hits a ripcord sling blade. And then a couple more sling blades for a near fall. Tanahashi goes up, hits aces highs. Naito hits a scoop slam brain buster there. Tana rolls him up from Destino and gets the win. And Tanahashi and him have a little sign of respect there. That was good stuff. We get Bullet Club versus Bullet Club action. We get the House of Torture versus regular Bullet Club. We get Evil versus Kenta. This was a very fun match. Kenta wants absolutely no cheating involved. Kenta ends up giving a copy of his book to Evil, of his unreleased book. Evil ends up hitting him with the fucking book. Evil is picking on the ring announcer, and then Kenta chokes him out with the mic wire. Kenta is trying to use the crutch, but Dick Togo takes it away. And then Kenta uses the Eddie Guerrero strategy of getting basically pretending that Evil hit him. The lights go off. There's so much cheating going on. Guys have a chair battle. Dick Togo grabs Kenta's feet, so he gets counted out. And then after that, they're basically trying to kiss Kenta's ass, saying, come on, man, we had to do what we had to do. This was fun stuff. This was funny stuff. We got my boy over here, the debuting Filthy Tom Lawler over here. This guy is awesome. I love his theme. I love the way he carries himself. This is Lance Archer. Big strike exchange here. Archer with the pounce. Back suplex on the apron to Lawler. Big suplex through by Archer. Nice catching, it was cool. I was like, he caught him midair with a choke by Lawler. Archer with the helicoaster for a near fall. Big Uranagi. Lawler hits like a really cool, like abdominal stretch looking thing. Archer with a big step up knee and then a blackout for the win. He hits the old Shelton Benjamin step up knee. That's fun stuff. Then we get one of my favorite matches of the whole G1. David Finley versus Juice Robinson, the former Finn Juice, going at it. Juice knees the ring announcer in the balls for not calling him the IWGP US Champion, because Juice has stolen the IWGP US Championship from Will Ospreay. Juice beats down Finley, trying to destroy his shoulder that Finn had surgery on over there. Backdrop to Juice on the exposed concrete. That had to suck. Juice is begging Finley to stop whooping his ass. He is basically Irish whipping him on every single steel guardrail you could find. Exposed buckle. Finley gets hit with it. Left hand of God and then a juice box for a near fall. Left hand of God and hits the pulp friction, but Finn kicks out. We get the jumping stunner by Finley and then the acid drop, and he almost had it, but Juice gets his foot on the fucking rope. Nasty clothesline to Juice, sends him on the outside. Left hand of God midair and a pile driver in the exposed concrete by Juice. Left hand of God misses, he misses the rock slide. The ref gets taken out. Finley with a shillelagh shot, had it won. Pulls him up, hits the brainbuster on the knee for the big win. One of the biggest wins of David Finley's career. And he basically takes the U.S. title and challenges Ospreay and says, I'm going to give this back to you whenever I meet you down the line. David Finley killed it in this match. And Juice is just on a fucking roll. Next, we get another good match here. Shingo versus David Finley. Shingo with a DDT on the floor to get the advantage early. Backbreaker blue thunderbomb combo by Finley. That was really cool. We get a nasty powerbomb into an SDF by Shingo, the old Samoa Joe special. Sliding elbow to the back of Finley. Really nice sound on that, too. Jumping stunner into the acid drop as Shingo kicks out. Snap gory bomb by Shingo into one of the best pomping bombers I've ever seen. Legit. The man has the best clothesline I've seen since JBL. Made in Japan, but David Finley kicks out. Another stunner and a roll-up, and David fucking Finley wins. The man's on a roll. He beat Juice Robinson, former, you know, U.S. champion, and now he beats former world champion Shingo Takagi. Okay, I have to take a quick water break. None of you people will notice. Next is Jonah versus Filthy Tom Lawler. I love how Tom gets so hype at his fucking entrance. This dude sings his own theme song. It's going nuts. But we start off freaking nasty hammer club fist to Tom's head. Tom turns around. The ring hits a PK. A pounce on the outside sends Tom in the inside of the ring. And then a gorilla press slam on the guardrail by Jonah. That had to suck. Fucking Tom Lawler hits a bunch of cravat knees. Does the Roddy vs. the World elbows on the rope. Spinning heel kick to the back. And then hits a zigzag for a near fall. Tom hammerlocks, traps him, and then a bunch of elbow strikes by Tom. Then he hits a knee off the second rope. Uranagi by Tom here. Then a punt kick to Jonah's head. Jonah with the F5. And then hits a big top rope power bomb and hits the tsunami splash for the win. But I thought this was Lawler's one of his best matches. We got Zack Sabre Jr. and Tanahashi here. Tana is trying to keep up with Zack's chain wrestling, but it's not working out. Zack with a nasty armbar while Tana's whole body is on the rope. Then a stomp to the elbow on the apron to Tanahashi's elbow. Tanahashi ends up fighting back with a couple twisted shouts. Freaking trying to get out of the choke. So he hits a twisted shout, hits two more, but he is still being choked out by Zack Sabre Jr. Zack hangs on. Zack driver for a near fall. Sling blade that turns Zack inside out. Tana ends up rolling out Zack for the win. Guys have a moment of respect here. I think this is the first time they've ever really like, all right, you got me, you son of a bitch. Good stuff here. We get a big boy match here. We get Jeff Cobb versus Lance Archer. I don't know how freaking... Oh, my God. There was a moment here I didn't know how Lance didn't break character. Lance, you know how he tortures the young boys in New Japan. He walks up to a young boy, pulls his little COVID mask down, and then just gives him the best pimp slap ever. And, oh, my God, that was funny. Both big men are then trying to show their speed. Cobb hits him with the freaking legit. He hits him with the "you can't see me." He does the John Cena thing. He hits the "you can't see me." Archer kicks up and then hits a drop kick. I'm like, okay. Archer with a cannonball on the outside and then a choke slam on the apron. Jeff Cobb is a fucking beast, dude. He catches Archer in midair with one hand. One hand. Archer turns that into a tornado DDT. Mind you, Archer is like, what, 6'8"? Archer with a pounce. Helicoaster by Archer for a near fall. A bunch of German suplexes by Cobb. Finally gets him up. Hits a Torrey Island for the win. This is a fun big boy match here. We get a match here of Naito versus Evil. I always like seeing these two go at it for the story. I always wish that Evil would just go back with LIJ. They made a mistake. New Japan fucked up turning Evil fucking heel, bro. Evil tries to attack Naito on his entrance, but Naito sees it coming, of course. Evil wraps a chair on his neck and swings it with another one, the whole baseball thing. Naito does the same thing to him. Scorpion Deathlock by Evil, trying to get Naito to tap out here. Aiming, you know, the knees in the back. Nasty clothesline by Evo with Naito on the top rope. That looked awesome. Naito with the back elbows killing Evo. Hits a Destino for a near fall. Low blow to Naito by Evo. Naito almost fucking kills Evo with a fucking rhino driver through the table. That was awesome. Evo with another nasty lariat. This guy's got the second best clothesline ever. Fucking satellite DDT by Naito. A nasty scoop slam driver. Destino done. This was a fun match. I definitely feel like people forget that Evil can go because he's got this whole stupid gimmick right now. It's a shame because Evil was legit one of the best wrestlers they had. Excuse me. We get Will Ospreay versus David Finlay, man. David Finlay's been killing the G1. Will Ospreay's been killing the G1. And basically, David Finlay says, no matter what happens, I will give you back your U.S. title after this. Ospreay has yet to touch that damn U.S. title. Guards are going right at it. Fucking speedy as fuck. They have a chop off on the top rope. David falls to the outside. Ospreay is killing this man. Freaking Ospreay spits on him after David spits on him, and they're just trading headbutts and strikes. Ospreay goes off in a fucking rant while beating the shit out of him. Ospreay hits the ox cutter on the apron. Springboard low drop kick to the face. Chelsea's grin into another Chelsea's grin. Hits another ox cutter for a near fall. Hook kick, and then Ospreay gets caught midair with a stunner by David Finlay. Acid drop, but Ospreay kicks out. Another hook kick. David no sells into a nice lariat. Fucking Ospreay with a V-trigger out of nowhere. David Finlay hits Trash Panda, and he beats Ospreay clean. That's the brainbuster to the knee, by the way. This man's the MVP. He beat two world champions and a former U.S. champion in a row. David Finlay, bro. I always knew this guy had it in him. This guy's fucking awesome. Then we get Jonah versus Jeff Cobb here. I like when they do the big boy matches because big boys that can actually move. You know what I mean? So it's good shit here. Fucking the big boy's having a shoulder block off. Running shoulder block off the apron by Jonah. Jonah swings the gate on Cobb's tum-tum. The gate of the freaking guardrail. That had to suck. That like it hurt. Freaking Cobb is coming back, finally knocking down Jonah. Cobb then deadlifts him for a pump handle German. My hands were just went in the air. I don't even know what to say about Jeff Cobb anymore. The guy is a fucking monster. Jonah with a big spear. Cobb is insane. Jonah tries a crossbody from the middle rope. Cobb catches him and then deadlifts him into his scoop slam, bro. Jonah's at least 350, 360. Jonah with a superplex off the top rope. Tsunami done. This was just good shit, man. Then we get it here, folks. The two men that couldn't have a bad match if you tried. To me, the newer version of Kenny Omega versus freaking Okada. It's Shingo Takagi versus Will Ospreay. Every time these two touch, it's magic. Every time. Ospreay with a dope-ass reverse to the DDT where he handsprings off Naito's DDT. Yukon Lariat combo by Shingo. Chip Chip Cheerio by Ospreay, which is a phenomenal forearm. Ospreay is going crazy with the Kawada kick, kicking this man in the face as many as he can. These guys have all I can call is an amazing speed exchange. Both men, Ospreay kicks his head off. Top rope splash fly by Ospreay, then he hits a 450 splash for a near fall. Hook kick to the back of the head. Nice counter to the hidden blade. Catches his arm mid-air into the whole Pentagon arm sacrifice thing. Then he breaks it. Shingo catches Ospreay mid-springboard with a cutter. Then a pop-up Death Valley driver. Then a pomping bomber. Awesome. Ospreay hits Made in Japan. And a beautiful ox cutter for a near fall. A pair of hook kicks. Pissed off Shingo. Shingo ends up hitting a Poison Rana. Then Ospreay, off the momentum of the Poison Rana, hits the hidden blade. Jesus fucking Christ. But his elbow is so fucked because Shingo's been working on it. He can't get the pin. Hook kick. And then again, super kick. Shingo finally goes down. Shingo comes up running for the pumping bomber. But we get a one-man Spanish fly. A snap freaking half Nelson suplex. And one of the best pomping bomber near falls of all time. Running sliding elbow. Last of the Dragon done. A fantastic match. These guys never disappoint. And I'm so glad they gave the win to Shingo. Because Ospreay has pretty much dominated this man. Ospreay has won Two shingles won one, but now it's tied. I think it's 2-2. The best one is still when Ospreay became the Dragon Slayer and he brought out the fucking katana. I think that's when Shingo was still undefeated, like a year. Fucking great. We get one of the most unique matches here, but one of my favorite matches of the whole G1. El Fantasma versus Juice Robinson, Bullet Club action. So the guys are finger poke of dooming. They're having a fun time, having a super slow match. They're taking it easy, you know, nothing too crazy. All right. So yeah, they're having like a match in slow motion. Then both guys are trying to cheat. Then they're both yelling at each other. They just keep yelling, "What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?" They go after the ref, and then they start beating the actual shit out of each other. The guys finally get pissed. They get chairs and tables. El Fantasma was like, "I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking kill you." Juice ends up challenging him to an arm wrestling match. It gets pretty intense. El Fantasma uses two hands to cheat in the arm wrestling match. This sets Juice over the top, and he throws a chair at Fantasmo's head. He's beating the shit out of him. Hits a freaking pile driver on the ramp. Juice is telling the ref to count. El Fantasma comes in. It's a crazy dive. He almost ends up missing Juice. ELP is slamming Juice through the table. He slams him so hard. Juice is busted open hard way. And he makes like a hole. A face hole through the table. ELP with a diving molly go around on the outside. Thunder Kiss 86 splash by ELP. Hits a Styles Clash for a near fall. V-trigger for a near fall. Left hand of God by Juice, and then a sudden death super kick, but Juice kicks out. Juice with the low blow, left hand of God, pulp friction, but fucking El Fantasma kicks out. ELP gets his own low blow back and gets DQ'd by hitting Juice with a chair because the ref has finally had enough. This was fun stuff here. This is good shit. Then we get the surprising win over here of Jonah versus Okada. Okada gets run over on the ramp by a big body check. Jonah is tossing around Okada all over the post. And the guardrails. Okada is getting killed out here, bro. Some of the hardest chops I've ever heard a big man do. Jonah is killing Okada. Okada with a DDT on the floor. Finally, you see the rarest shit ever. Okada hits a dive on the outside. This man never leaves his feet. Big drop kick. Okada with another shotgun drop kick. Jonah with a nasty headbutt into a big-ass clothesline. Okada gets caught mid-air with a powerbomb. Jonah quickly runs. Powerbomb tsunami gets the clean win on Okada. Crazy. Crazy shit here. Jonah, telling you, he needs to stick around New Japan. He's a made man. We get another one of my favorite matches here. We get Juice Robinson versus Will Ospreay. Ospreay attacks Juice in his entrance because Juice once again stole his U.S. title and he hides it under the ring now. He's beating the shit out of him. Juice exposes the concrete. Ospreay fights him out, gets in the ring, hits a Sasuke special to the outside. Juice ends up hitting a neck breaker on the steel guardrail. That looked rough. Then an Irish whip into the steel buckle to Ospreay's neck. That looked rough. Apron powerbomb by Ospreay. Juice hits the juice box gut buster for a near fall. Juice hits a low blow. And then he keeps stealing the U.S. title again. He gets it out from under the ring. Juice gets caught with a hook kick. But then Juice hits Ospreay in the face with the U.S. title. Pile driver on the concrete to Ospreay. Pulp friction, but Ospreay kicks out. I really thought that was it. Left hand of God, but then he uses the momentum of the left hand of God. Hits the hidden blade out of nowhere to take his fucking head off for the win. Again, another good showing for Juice Robinson, man. The guy's killing it. Then we get, I don't know, man. I don't know if this is my second favorite. I gotta decide what's my favorite match, but this was really fucking close. We got Ospreay versus Naito. Tetsuya Naito versus Will Ospreay. Naito was hitting the pose early, tranquilo. People were super into Naito in this match. And I was too, honestly, because I just feel like just Naito gets shitted on so much. This guy just has bad luck, dude. Just bad luck and bad timing. Naito is going for Will's weak neck that Juice worked on last night. Combinacion Cabron in the corner hits the big drop kick. Hand spring kick by Will Ospreay. We got a big strike exchange here, and then Ospreay slaps the living shit out of Naito. He returns the favor. Naito hits a satellite DDT for a near fall. Then Naito's pounding in those side Kevin Nash elbows. Ospreay is getting murdered. He picks up Ospreay, a limp Ospreay, and hits Gloria for a near fall. It's like an Emerald Fusion, kind of. Top rope Poison Rana by Naito. Jesus Christ, that looked rough. Ospreay hits his new move. It's a cross-legged tombstone for a near fall. Never seen that before. Hits the hidden blade and then goes for Stormbreaker, but Naito turns it into a Destino. This man is the master of hitting that Destino out of nowhere. Pop-up Spinebuster by Naito. I've never seen that before. It was really cool looking. Chelsea's Grin by Ospreay. Tries to go for another Chelsea's Grin, but gets hit with a Destino. Ospreay kicks out. Hidden blade to the fucking head, but Naito kicks out. He kicked out of both versions of the hidden blade. The front one and the back of the head one. Stormbreaker done. Fantastic match here. Definitely one of Naito's best matches in a long time. And we are here. Match 22 of my list. Okada versus Will Ospreay in the G1 Finals. This was set up perfectly for Ospreay to win. I don't understand. I love Okada. Don't get me wrong. New Japan, I love Okada. But this man did not need 4 G1 wins. This was Ospreay's chance. Ospreay is what, the third gaijin to make it to the end? This was his chance. The crowd was even cheering him. Because this guy's worked hard. He almost died from a kidney infection. Oh my god, like, I don't know why they do this, but it sucks because Okada's so fucking good. Okada versus Will Ospreay. We got a DDT on the floor by Okada. He's in full control. Another DDT on the floor. Okada is not playing around. He's acting very heelish in this match. Ospreay is hitting Okada. Hits Okada with his own dropkick on the top rope. We get a sky twister press on the outside by Ospreay. It's a fucking beautiful corkscrew moonsault splash. We got an ox cutter on the floor. Okada hits a flapjack in the ring. Okada hits a cool-looking backbreaker. I've never seen that before. It's kind of like the old Randy Orton one, but a little different. He ends up transitioning that into the money clip, everyone's favorite move. Freaking Okada is getting very mean and disrespectful. He doesn't even do his, like, respect thing in the ropes. He just beats the shit out of him. Ospreay lights up Okada with big strikes. Ox cutter on the apron. This is the best match Okada and Ospreay have ever had. Like, they've had 6 matches before. Oh, Okada's won all 5. And now 6. 6-1, baby. And this is definitely the best Okada-Ospreay match they've ever had. Even better than the Wrestle Kingdom match already. We get a coast-to-coast dropkick halfway across the ring. Another ox cutter for a near fall. Okada with the Rainmaker, but he can't pin, but he keeps wrist control. Too much damage. Another Rainmaker, spiral tombstone by Okada. Ospreay with the 2 Chelsea's Grin and then the hook kick to the face. Hits that cross-legged tombstone once again, the new move. Hidden blade, but Okada kicks out. I thought that was it. Ospreay then says, fuck it. He cut a really good promo saying all the people that have beat Okada multiple times. He talks about, you know, Tanahashi. He talks about Kenny Omega. He talks about AJ Styles. He talks about all these people. So he says, fuck it. Ospreay hits the high fly flow for a near fall. Hits the Styles Clash. Gets another near fall. Okada kicks out and he puts up the trigger finger. Bang. Hits the V trigger. Tries to hit the one winged angel. The crowd loses their fucking mind. They're not even allowed to speak. They go crazy. Tries to hit the one-winged angel, Rainmaker, but Ospreay kicks out. And this was the full rotation Rainmaker. Okada with the German, locks it in. Rainmaker, but he hits a Spanish fly out of it instead. Osprey pops up Okada. They're going 100 miles per hour here. Pop up, Chelsea's grin. Okada with a spiral power slam into one more Rainmaker, and he gets it. Fantastic match. Fantastic G1 ending. Sadly, Okada didn't. It really should have been Osprey, dude. Like, oh, it sucks. This was a fucking 5-star classic. This was such a good match. It was so fucking good, but it would have been better if Osprey wins, because after this, Okada announces he's going on paternity leave, because this dude's child is being born, or is born. I'm like, why didn't you just give it to fucking Osprey? Oh, but that was my big list of G1. So, if I had to pick my favorite match of the G1, honestly, I think it would be the finals. I think the finals was incredible. But Osprey and Naito is probably number two. Fucking Juice and Osprey was dope. Jonah and Okada was really dope. It was surprising. ELP and Juice was fucking hilarious and turned into a vicious match. Shingo and Osprey, you can never go wrong. I would probably put Shingo and Osprey at number three. Like, this G1 had some fucking bangers. And I didn't even talk about, like, the matches with fucking Goto or fucking Jay White or freaking Ishii. I didn't even talk about all those matches. It's just, I would have to list all the matches. It was too good. And David Finlay, man. Round of fucking applause for David Finlay. The match he had with Ospreay was so fucking good. So good. But, yeah. That is New Japan G132 reviewed here. We will be back to see what happens with now Okada taking paternity leave. So, yeah, that is it for me. There's your supersized New Japan episode that I've been working on for a long time. But that's it for me. I'll catch you guys next time. Follow me on the UUSK92 for all the social medias. And, yeah, let's talk some New Japan, man. New Japan needs to get more love out here. They're out here putting in that fucking work. And you never have to worry about any shenanigans. The only shenanigans New Japan has is the Kota Ibushi stuff. But they still bring him up every day on commentary. So hopefully he does come back, because Kota Ibushi is the fucking man. So that's it for me. Peace out.